someone that's always smiling down there, always enjoying all things going on down at the Danny Rumpf Classic, is one Mike Morak. Join us on the Comcast Business Hotline right now. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, this has been a fun weekend. I saw today, I've been trying to keep up, but it seemed like it was a pretty fun day. What went down today at the Community College of Philadelphia?
Oh, it was an awesome day. Jelly Walker plays for the Dallas Mavericks, made an appearance. Might have scored 45. I don't remember the exact number, but gave Adai an amazing comeback victory. You know, a lot of great Philadelphia basketball players were playing in that game for Adai. And then we just got done the second game. LOE led by Tony Carr. Just beat a team, Check Rock out of Delaware. A lot of just great basketball just happened. You know, really excited for the matchup tomorrow, LOE versus Adai. And a couple surprise guests maybe making an appearance in the city.
Ooh, I like the tease there. Now, for people who maybe haven't been tapped in over the weekend or been trying to get tapped in, could you take us through a little bit of the event and kind of explain to the people what exactly I'm geeking out about of what I've watched all weekend long?
No, this is the Danny Rumpf Classic, our 18th summer playing in memory of a young athlete named Danny Rumpf. He was a starting point guard at Western Kentucky University. He was home on a holiday. It was Mother's Day in 2005. He collapsed from a heart disease called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. No AED. Nobody knew CPR, and the ambulance took too long to get to him. And a bunch of us, you know, his friend group came together. You know, me, a gentleman named Sharif Hamford, Sharif Bray, Justin Scott, who coaches over there at St. Joe's University, and, you know, came together in support of, like, his mom and his uncle who runs the Danny Rumpf Foundation, and we wanted to do something special to bring the basketball community together.
And for now, this is the 18th year for you guys. For people who haven't been there for all 18, could you give us a glimpse into one or two of the favorite memories along the way that this classic has been able to provide?
Yeah, no, I mean, we were super fortunate to have Marcus and Markeith Morris be a big part of what we've done in the past. And, you know, they made it to the championship game one year and brought a James Harden in before he played for the 76ers. And just to bless the Philadelphia crowd with a crazy experience that, you know, a lot of the young, you know, people would get a chance to really interact with them. And I think one of the other favorite moments, and, you know, he came out last night as well, as Allen Iverson came just to watch and really just be a part of this Philadelphia basketball culture.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, seeing Allen Iverson there the other night, watching him watch hoops for me was fun. Like, just seeing the smile, seeing him enjoy it, him talking to Bones Highland before the game. There's certainly an atmosphere down there. If you could best describe that atmosphere, kind of the event itself and what it means outside of the court, how would you describe that to our audience?
I would have to say it's a Philadelphia basketball barbecue. A bunch of guys that played AAU together, high school together, grew up in some of the rec centers, played some of the Big Five guys. You know, guys that are just born and raised Philadelphia basketball kids. You know, it's an opportunity, whether they're playing or in the crowd. You know, it's a chance for all of us to really get together, spend some time with each other, and then watch the next generation, you know, compete at a level that's not seen very often.
Now, for the foundation side of things, obviously this event does tremendous in the hoops that it provides that people can watch, but it does a lot in providing a lot for the Danny Rumpf Foundation. Can you tell people a little bit about what you guys do, what all of this goes towards, really?
Yeah, I mean, the Danny Rumpf Foundation, we do heart screenings for young athletes, CPR trainings, and we just donated 15 defibrillators to the Boys and Girls Club, trying to make sure that, you know, one of our models is save the next bright star. You know, also just bringing awareness to, you know, the cause, sudden cardiac arrest, you know, especially with what just happened to LeBron James' son, Bronny. All this stuff is, you know, bringing awareness, making sure that people are, you know, asking their doctors, their cardiologists about their child's heart health, also looking into their own family's, you know, heart health history. And really just getting an understanding of, like, hey, like, you know, there's a lot of these issues kind of that are in the community that we don't really know. And just making sure people are aware about it and that they do, you know, what they can to make sure that their child is safe.
I imagine there's people out here at this point who are tapped in, who are ready, who are like, you know what, I haven't been out, I want to get out. Tomorrow night's the championship. Could you run people through what to expect, maybe when to get there, and what you're looking forward to come tomorrow night for the championship?
7 o'clock is going to be tip-off, specific summer basketball fashion. We're traditionally running a little bit late, but, you know, we've got a couple other cool events we're going to do before that. We're doing a festival outside with Foot Locker, outside of Community College of Philadelphia. Blessed, they've built a new gym. It's an amazing, they've been an amazing host all week. So we're going to do some fun things outside of the venue, starting at probably about 4:35 tomorrow, running up until game time, you know, just to give people a little bit of an additional experience, as well as, you know, the gameplay. You know, we're just looking forward to some great Philadelphia basketball, and, you know, the fans have been great. They want to make sure that, you know, everybody has a chance to, you know, what see what this atmosphere is. It's, you know, it's a little bit of trash talking with a lot of love.
I can speak on both sides. A lot of trash, a lot of love, though, in that gym. It's been a lot of fun this weekend just being able to get down there, be a little bit a part of what's going on. Looking at the actual matchup on the floor, for a lot of people, I think that the Lamar Stevens and Tony Carr, definitely great memories of them playing in high school, obviously going on Penn State, all those good things. How about them this weekend and what you've been able to see out of their team kind of getting the band back together and all that group getting to play together one more time and putting on a show?
Those kids have been together for a really long time, maybe dating back to fifth or sixth grade. They've won at almost every level. For them to have the ability to, you know, come into the Rump Classic as this is their first year participating, make it to the championship game is impressive in itself. And, you know, the biggest thing with those guys is, you know, Josh Sharkey, Lamar and Tony and, you know, some of the other crew that they have with them is just seeing them have fun. Like another chance for them to play in front of a Philadelphia crowd, guys that have watched them play through the, you know, the Catholic League and, you know, through college and then post-college. Like, that's what kind of the Rump Classic is all about. Like, you know, finding those guys that are playing professionally around the world and giving, you know, people an opportunity to see them up close and personal again.
And that ADI team on the other side, we've seen some names obviously rolling in that have impressed. What are you looking forward from their side going into that championship?
ADI Media has always been a staple in the basketball community for, you know, probably the last 10-plus years, just, you know, creating a separate lane of Philadelphia basketball and basketball around the country from a visuals perspective. And, you know, this is his first opportunity to be in the championship, and some of the great players that he has, Vinny Simpson, who's a head basketball coach here, is, you know, one of those guys that has been in the championship multiple times. And, you know, they've got a bunch of, you know, pro contacts that they always kind of reach out to for specific games. And I think the biggest thing for them is it's going to be just good, high quality basketball from them. And we'll see who shows up.
Now, one of the people that's shown up this weekend that a lot of people around here have the interest in because just got the payday. He's been the backup big for the Sixers. What'd you like of what you saw from Paul Reed in the gym?
I think the biggest thing I liked about Paul Reed is how he interacted with everybody. Came out, competed at a high level, showed why he plays for the Philadelphia 76ers, made sure that he dominated when he was out there. And then, you know, he sat in the crowd. He was connecting with a lot of the kids. And the biggest thing I think is him really enjoying himself and integrating himself with, like, our basketball community. And just making sure that, you know, everybody that wanted to take a picture with him, everybody that wanted an autograph, you know, they got a chance to sit there and interact with him. And he looked like he was smiling just as much as those kids. So, you know, I think that's probably the biggest thing that I took away from Paul is, like, we know he's a great basketball player. Now it's about, like, you know, how he interacted as a person. And, you know, I came away really impressed. And, you know, he said he was coming back at some point in time. So I'd love to have him.
I'd love to hear that. For you, what's been the biggest highlight of the weekend so far?
The biggest highlight for me every year is making sure that all these guys that you know, we've seen and grown up with, you know, that they get a chance to come and see the smiles on everybody's face and interacting with people that they don't traditionally get a chance to hang out with. And, you know, that's why we keep doing this. You know, it's for a great cause, a lot of time and energy that goes into putting it together, but it's all worth it when, you know, you get to shake a couple thousand fans or a couple thousand friends' hands and, you know, make sure that you get a chance to just spend time with people.
We love it. And is there anything more you want the people to know out there about, whether it be the championship tomorrow, foundation work, or what might be going on with Danny Rumpf Classic?
I say anybody that gets a chance, you know, feel free to follow us on Instagram. At Rump Classic, or, you know, feel free to take out the website, DERIIFoundation.org. You know, the biggest takeaway is if you can come enjoy the basketball, we'd love to have you, or, you know, sign up and get some more information on our next heart screening, or feel free to, you know, check in with your, you know, cardiologist, and, you know, let's just make sure that we can put in our effort together to help save the next bright star.
All right, one more time for the people. Festivities tomorrow night, Community College of Philadelphia. Break it down for us.
Community College of Philadelphia tomorrow, 7 o'clock, championship game. ADI versus LOE, a lot of some of the best basketball that's played in this city. A lot of the best players that have played in the last probably 15 years. You know, it's going to be a great community atmosphere. It's one of those things that you got to come check it out for yourself.
All right, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
course, that's Mike Morak on the Comcast Business Hotline. Every day in business is a big day. Help Comcast prepare you for what's next.